After nearly a year on the campaign trail, Bob Buckhorn has felt the rush of not one, but two victories. Just a few weeks ago, Buckhorn celebrated at JJ's Sports Bar in Ybor City as he grabbed a seat in the runoff election against Rose Ferlita, barreling over frontrunner Dick Greco in the process. Then yesterday, he celebrated again, this time from a stage located in Channelside. A larger crowd, a larger venue, and a larger victory welcomed him last night. His supporters were not just hopeful to see a Buckhorn victory. They expected it. Ed Taranchik agreed.
The ultimate margin was bigger than I expected, but I'm not surprised that Bob won.
Buckhorn has seen his fair share of the political world through the eyes of both success and failure. He enjoyed two successful bids for city council in 1995 and 99, but lost three others for state legislature, county commissioner, a position previously held by Ferlita, and even a previous bid for mayor. Last night's victory vindicated those losses, but the experience is not forgotten to Buckhorn.
You know, I know what defeat tastes like. I know what it feels like to get knocked down. But I also know what it feels like to get back up. And so for me, it's not as much about my emotions as it is. I know there's a lot of people out there who get knocked down a whole lot harder than I've ever been knocked down. And they get up every day. And so I've never quit on them, and I don't intend to quit on them for the next 4 years.
Buckhorn will have about a week and a half to breathe and prepare before being sworn in on April 1st. He said he would like to take a couple of days off, but is already looking ahead. One item on the minds of Tampa residents and on Buckhorn's agenda is the ongoing dispute over unusually high water bills. Buckhorn did not comment on specific plans, but praised incumbent Mayor Pam Iorio for her efforts so far.
Clearly there are some issues that have to be dealt with, whether they're mechanical, whether they're, you know, technology-wise, whether they're personnel, but we're going to have to deal with it.
Four city council seats were also determined in last night's runoff. Mike Suarez of District 1, District 3's Yvonne Kappen, Harry Cohen in District 4, and Lisa Monteleone of District 7. Districts 2, 5, and 6 were won by the necessary 50% to avoid a runoff. Mary Mulhern, Frank Reddick, and Charlie Miranda will occupy those seats. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.